Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I am your host, Tanisha, and I am so excited that you decided to join me on this evening, and I just want you to know that we're going to have an awesome, awesome, awesome show lined up for you today. Later on in the show, we're going to have a great guest. We're going to have Dr. James Farmer, and that's going to be in our segment called Ask Dr. Farmer. And that's going to be where we answer emails from the listeners and viewers that are out there. Also, we have a great, awesome guest that's going to be a recording artist, and her name is Kasha. And so we're going to go ahead and get that into the music countdown. And so we're going to go ahead and hear Kayla, and the song is called Blame.
Uh-huh.
with great shoulders. By the way, I hold her. Her only mistake is I caught her, I can take over. She cooks steak, I'm not a carnivore. It's a carnivore, but the wine is fine. I'm a tour. It be times I know, woman. I better talk with my teenage daughter than we have, and you a grown woman. So I be vague when I answer questions about my life or hustling. I know you used the first date, but you be over front and had this. They bought that, this time and bought that. Beat this, they know people, connections, and all that. You're tired of it. It's my intellectual higher subject. Like metaphysics or the science of it. That is corny also. Let's talk about you being my lover, but nah, not just yet. Maybe later we just met. But for now, I need to keep you around, cause it's the most perfect love I've found in a while.
Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
find a way to put it in that together.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge. That was We Love, and that was by Ray Lavender. Like I said earlier in the show, we were going to have a segment where we have Ask Dr. Farmer. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Dr. Farmer before I bring him in on the line. Dr. Farmer, he is a developmental coach as well as a licensed therapist, and also he's a counselor. And so I had a listener to email in, and the listener who emailed in had a question. And so we're going to go ahead and introduce Dr. Farmer. Hi, Dr. Farmer. How are you doing today?
How you doing, Tanisha? I'm doing great.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to go ahead and tell the listeners a little about who you are, and also I'll give the contact information where they can find you.
Okay, I'm James Farmer, and I'm out of the Dallas, Texas area, and my area of expertise is what we call developmental coaching. And in that area of developmental coaching, we deal with people who are stuck in mindsets or attitudes that are unproductive, and so we work with getting them to move forward. And also I do individual and marital counseling. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of people in therapy sessions regarding medical issues, and I do some training and consulting in the community.
Okay, well, I just want to thank you for being a part of the show. This segment is where we're going to have people, when they email in, they'll email their questions, and so we'll ask Dr. Farmer to get your idea and what we should do about the particular question or comment that a person has. And so you guys can find Dr. Farmer at jaffacoaching.com, and that's jaffacoaching.com. You can also find him at jaffadevelopmentalcoach.wordpress.com. We'll also have this available on the site as well. And so, Dr. Farmer, we had a person to email in, and the question that they wanted to know was, how do you know if you are in the right relationship, and also how do you find the right mate?
One of the challenges that I see when people talk to me about this or come into my office for counseling is that they kind of see themselves at maybe 50 or 70%, and they figure if they can find their mate, you know, and they're at 50 or 70%, that they'll make a hole. And I tell folks, you need to first begin with taking care of yourself. Make sure you're a 100% whole. And then when you're in search of a mate, make sure they're 100%. If you spend time taking care of what your issues might be, resolving them and so forth, and then you can find someone who has taken care of their issues, boy, you got a fantastic relationship. What happens, though, is they show up for counseling and therapy, and they have not resolved their issues, and their issues will surface in the relationship. And so I tell folks there's five areas that you need to really be aware of when you're dealing with people. You first make sure you got yourself covered in those areas, and then when you're talking with a partner, make sure they're covered in that area too. One of the areas is attention, and that is you want to spend time with yourself, listening to what your desires and wants and things are, and you want to be with someone who will provide you with attention. Okay, they will give you 100% attention rather than 30% attention and 70% somewhere else out in the community somewhere with another relationship. The other area is acceptance. Make sure you can accept yourself and also your partner can accept you. You don't want to be with somebody who's trying to change you. You know, you're okay, but. And so they spend a lot of time trying to change you in this one form or fashion, trying to get you to a point where they think that they can be more accepting of you. So make sure you're satisfied with who you are, because remember, again, you're the whole person, and you want a person who's whole and they're accepting of themselves. You don't want to end up with someone who has low self-esteem and they're trying to find someone to make them feel good. The next thing is appreciation. You want someone who feels comfortable with bringing flowers or saying positive statements. You want someone who's comfortable with feeling good about appreciating another person. A person who has low self-esteem, for example, they don't feel very good about showing appreciation. So we begin with number one, making sure that you can appreciate yourself, you have good self-esteem, and that the partner you're looking for, they have good self-esteem, and you both can mingle or intermingle with showing appreciation for one another. Affection. Again, make sure you're with someone who feels comfortable with that. You know, I find myself sometimes when I'm outside playing sports, I'll pat myself on the back and get good at their games, you know, keep up that kind of work. But you want to be around someone who feels comfortable with holding hands and touching. I've been in relationships where people didn't feel comfortable with holding hands. It was very uncomfortable. The hand was very rigid, fingers are pointing toward the ground, they just didn't feel comfortable. So these are things you need to check out. And the last one is allowing you to be who you are. You want somebody that will, again, accept you, but allow you to be who you are. You may not be perfect, they may not be perfect, but you don't want to go into the relationship trying to fix somebody. So make sure it's somebody that you're comfortable with, and you can accept them for who they are. You can allow them to be who they are, and they can allow you to be who you are.
Well, that's awesome that you said that, because a lot of times we feel like we are, you know, ready to get in a relationship, and we haven't even resolved issues like you said. We haven't checked ourselves or even seen what it is that we're really wanting out of a relationship. So if you guys wanted to email Dr. Farmer some questions, because we're going to have Ask Dr. Farmer segment on the show every week. And so you can email him at james.farmer@att.net. Once again, that's james.farmer@att.net. You can also call in with your questions as well or comments at 323-642-1569. That's 323-242-1569. Once again, Dr. Farmer is a part of the JAFA group, and you can go to the website at jafacoaching.com or jafadevelopmentalcoach.wordpress.com. Well, I want to thank you again, Dr. Farmer, for being a part of Ask Dr. Farmer. And so we'll actually have you again on the show next week.
Thank you very much, Tanisha. I enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you again. This next song that we're going to hear is by Tamar Braxton, and it goes along with our title, which is The One.
www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
You're listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
It's crazy, I never thought that I would actually be singing a song about this. But I can't even say.
Say I want it all, so I got it all, and I kept it all, and I lost it all. Say I was the smooth brother. Say I was the cool lover. But I had to sign. You see what meant more. Oh, like a big train was run out of station. And there was no way I wasn't gonna make it loving you. But I was moving on, and you soon discovered that because the train was pulling out of station, and there was no way I wasn't gonna make it stay. Say all I could say was oh, 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 oh,
Mm-hmm. Baby, go around and round and round. Unlock the sound. Yeah. me down.
And I sorta like her, kinda sorta don't fill her. Maybe she's just a maybe, don't make me switch on the real one. Maybe that's just adrenaline, let me give it a second up. Do I know that you're different? Hold up, just how deep is your love? I can shout it in verbal, then why you speaking so much? And why you sucking your feet? Cause I can't be where you want. Cause I just make you my dinner if I can't meet you 3 lines, what's up?
Yeah.
Dave's R&B Music Lounge. That was some awesome, awesome music. I hope it is touching you guys and that you're having a great time. I just want to help you unwind and relax and just enjoy your evening. And so, as I told you before, earlier in the show, we are going to have our special guest. And I do have Kasha on the line. And so we're going to go ahead and get ready to bring her in after this commercial break. We'll be right back with you.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
You're listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge, and we do have a special guest on the line. Her name is Kasha, and so I'm going to bring her in. Are you on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Well, I want to thank you for being a part of the show on today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Well, I want you to go ahead and tell the listeners who you are and about you.
Hi, my name is Kasha. I'm an R&B singer. I've been singing for many years. I have a single out now called I Want You. It's a love story. It's about, you know, being busy in the music industry and not forgetting about your loved one. If you can relate to that, like...
Okay, and also I want you to tell them where they can find your music and all your information.
Okay, you can find me on, I'm on Twitter, at Kasha Today, CODAYS, and you can find my music on iTunes at iTunes I Want You. Just put in Kasha, K-A-S-H-A, I Want You on iTunes, and I'll pop right on up, and Instagram at Kasha Today's, and on Facebook, I Am Kasha, and you could find me.
Okay. Well, I just want you listeners to know you are in for a treat. I heard her music, and it is amazing. And you did say that you're number one on the chart, correct?
Yes, I'm on the R&B hip-hop chart. I am on the pop chart. I'm on a regular 200, top 200. And I've been on the chart since last year with one of my singles named Hero, since September of 2013 to now.
Amazing, amazing. So I want you guys to check her out, go to her website, go get that download. I'm telling you, you will be truly, truly, having an awesome time because my kids were like, Mom, what was that? And so I just know that you're already impacting in my home. So listeners, I want you guys, that information to go out there and get that. I wanted to go ahead and ask you a couple of questions. What age, when did you know that you had an interest in music?
Well, my mother was a singer, and from being a young little thing, like about 4 or 5 years old, I started in church, in a little church glee choir, singing Dead Gag Gag Ooh, I guess. And as I got older, I continued to sing and, you know, took vocal training in the church and became more of a choir singer. And that taught me how to do my own background, singing in a choir. And I continued it from there. I just wanted to pursue it a little more.
Right. And so also, I guess, who would you say is your icon?
Ooh, Whitney Houston, God Bless Her Soul.
Right.
Yes.
And, okay, yeah, Whitney, she's amazing and awesome. And so listening to you, you do have a little bit of that in there. I hear you. And so you can tell when a person tells you about who was their icon or who was the person that they listened to. Some of the music follows that. And so I do hear Whitney in there. So also, I know when we were talking earlier, we were talking about standards and different things about today's girls. And so I wanted to know what separates you from other artists when it comes to this generation.
Well, you know, I try my best to keep my image on a friendly basis. You know, I try to, you know, I want to reflect on the generation of young ladies that have grown up today. I want them to know that, you know, you can be beautiful and you can be just beautiful with sensual clothes on and covering yourself without exposing your body to the world. I think that, you know, if you have a voice and you can sing, I think the exposure of your voice should be able to conquer the world without your body being exposed. So my biggest thing is to be honest and be real with these girls. I want my nieces and nephews and all the kids in my family to see an artist out there that's positive, that's just setting an example for our youth, our new generation that's coming up. You know, I would never disrespect any artist out there, to each his own, but I'm talking for myself and for the youth that's out there. And if I had kids, I would be talking to my children and my daughters. You know, this is what, you know, we're what these girls look up to. So, you know, keep it professional. You know, if you're going to, you know, just keep it professional. You want girls to like you for who you are and like your voice and not them to like you for taking off your clothes or not having clothes on. You wouldn't want to see your daughter going to school with a half naked, you know. So I just want to keep that, bring that to the industry and continue bringing that and keeping it positive and just keep letting our girls know, you know, you're beautiful in every way and just embrace it, you know.
Right, and I think that's a great legacy to have out there because all we're seeing right now in the industry is, you know, promoting the less clothes and, you know, all the sexuality and everything like that. So I think that's a great thing that you're doing, and I think your music is really going to inspire a lot of people, so that's awesome. Also, I wanted to ask, I know we were talking earlier, and we were talking about a dark time in your life, and so I wanted you to speak to that person that's out there about your own testimony and things that you went through during your dark time.
Yes, well, you know, I try my best to relate to my fans. I want my fans to know that I've been there. I know that, you know, going through hardship and, you know, losing your mother at a young age, going through a depression stage in my life, I know there's a lot of fans out there that went through that, and I understand that. I want them to know that I understand what they're going through or what they went through, and I can relate to them, and I like to, you know, hear their testimony and then to hit me up on Twitter or Facebook to tell me their testimony, how they got through it, and I can share how I got through it. You know, that's my biggest thing.
Right. Okay. And also, have you had an opportunity to perform yet?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear your question.
Have you had an opportunity to go on a tour yet?
I was in the making. I'm pushing it a little back because I may be traveling overseas for another project. So I'm not sure when I'm going to gear up for the tour because this other project may be really soon. So I didn't want to go on tour, then I have to stop my tour to travel overseas. So I'm trying to wing it out where if I'm going to go overseas now or if I'm going to go overseas later. So I'll be definitely doing the tour. And I'll be coming to your area, too, by the way.
All right, I can't wait. So who's been your manager or booking agent?
I have a representative so far, and a booking agent. I have Dime Squad magazine that's booking me, and I have freelancers, booking agents that book me pretty much for things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go ahead now and talk to you about your song. And so I want you to tell the listeners about it and how did you come up with it.
Okay. Well, the song called I Want You, the producer of the music is named Mark Wilson. I met Mark Wilson through one of my PRs named Angelo Ellaby. And when I met Mark Wilson, we had a chemistry that I never had with any producer. And we pretty much, he said, I have a song that's you. It's Kasha. I was like, really? He said, yes, just listen to it and just vibe with it. I heard the song, and I'm listening to it, and I just, like, it was my song, like he said, and I just went in there and I said, have I ever told you that I love you, and I want you so bad? And he just was like, that's the song, just keep going. And I just kept going and going until we developed I Want You, and it was so quick. And I, like, revised it and fixed the words up a little bit and copyrighted the song, and the song was done. It was so simple. Kid you not. That's
amazing. Well, we're going to go ahead and hear your song, so I want you to go ahead and introduce the song.
Okay. You want, you, I didn't, your phone is like a little slow. You said you want me to introduce the song?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I wanted you to go ahead and introduce the song.
Hey, okay, okay. Hello, everybody. This is Tasha rocking with Tanisha at TJ Success, Faces of Success Radio. And this song that they're about to play is called I Want You by Tasha. Enjoy, you guys.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge on Faces of Success Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tanisha, and that was Tasha, and the song was called I Want You. That was so amazing. And so I want you to tell the listeners once again where they can find you and where they can download your music as well.
Okay, you can find me again on iTunes. Just look up Tasha, I Want You, and you will find the song on iTunes. You can also find me on Twitter at Tasha, K-A-S-H-A, Todays, T-O-D-A-Y-S. And you can find me on Instagram at Tasha Todays, too, the same thing. And you can find me on Facebook at Facebook.com, I Am Tasha.
Okay. And I wanted to ask, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Well, you know, it's a pleasure, and I thank you for this opportunity to, you know, let my voice be heard on your show. I just want to say to all the upcoming artists out there to make sure that you handle your business as a singer, you know, or a songwriter. Make sure you copyright your materials. Make sure you trademark your name. Check and make sure it's clear to use it before you start using your name, because if it's not clear and somebody else owns the rights of it, you won't be able to use it. So make sure you handle your business 100%, because there won't be any problems if you handle your business. So now, that's my news for the day. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, and would you like to do any shout-outs?
I just want to say thank you to my team, my marketing team that, you know, that's marketing me and promoting me on an independent level. And I want to say thank you to hopefully this label that may be picking me up. I want to say if they do pick me up, they're not going to be disappointed. And I want to say again thank you to you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Okay. Well, we just want to thank you again for being a part of the show. I really enjoyed your music, and it will be a part of my countdown. So I am just excited to have your song and have you on my platform.
Thank you, Tanisha. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you again. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's crazy. I never thought that I would actually be singing a song about this. But I feel so bad.
Say I want it all, so I got it all, and I kept it all. And I lost it all. Say I was a fool, brother. Say I was a cool lover. But I had to stop. You see what meant more. Oh, like a big train was a bum out of station.
Slam jamming with DJ.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, then it not.
Too much light in this window, don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar, inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I was thinking you're dreaming about the left. Don't wake me up. 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 Thank you.
Girl, I love you.
You're listening to TJ's R&B Music Lounge on Faces of Success Radio.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go again. Loving you cost you so much pain. But you don't see it. You never see it. So why? I'm too much to do, baby. And I'm falling out. And nobody ever made.
Don't even
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Round. You are listening to Faces of Success Radio, and that was Tamar Braxton, and that was All the Way Home. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. This show is simply just to help you unwind and relax from your day. I want to just encourage you to just stay in the moment. Don't worry about 5 minutes ago. Don't even worry about what happened earlier today, because you can't go back and get it. So I just want you guys to just sit back and relax and, you know, listen to the music and let the melodies just inspire you and just help you relax. This next song that we're going to hear is by Toni Braxton and Babyface. It's called Hurt You.
Loving you cost you so much pain, but you don't see it, you never see it. So why
Moolah, yeah. Y'all ready? Why you worry about that other hoe? Cause that other hoe ain't worried about another hoe. Yeah, you say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other bitch is just that other bitch. I give her space and give you.
Yeah, it's the Cow Piper of R&B, y'all.
Whoa,
follow me. Chicago and them. John Juan and them. This is for y'all.
Make sure you send it for me, all right?
last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the good side. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Live. Stay on, player.
Go for a walk, and we gon' go down to the park and have lunch, oh girl, just like like we did when we first met. Oh, we're gonna come home and watch a movie. Oh, girl, eat some popcorn, light a fire. Oh, I'm about to die.
Talking, girl, you got me wanting to go deeper than you ever knew, wanting to feel the way you feel. Oh, you got that look up in your eyes. What we about to do ain't no surprise. I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. Your body is so wet.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. That was Trey Songz with Dive In. You're listening to Faces of Success Radio, and I hope that you have enjoyed this show. I know that I have enjoyed listening to the music. I already feel relaxed and unwind. I'm winded for my day on today. I want you guys to tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we will have an awesome, awesome show for you every single week. I want to thank Dr. Farmer once again for being a part of the show. If you wanted to ask a question to Dr. Farmer for next week, you can email him at james.farmer@att.net, and also you can find him at the Jaffa Group online. Also, I want to thank the artist Tasha for coming in. Her song, I Want You, was awesome. If you want to get more information about Kasha, you can go to Kasha, I Want You. And so, once again, I've enjoyed you guys today, and we're going to have awesome music every week. So just tune in to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. Thank you for tuning in. You have an awesome, awesome evening.
Extension 101.
sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.